actually in this particular case go together, because the property is 80%, approximately 80% tidal wetlands, federally protected. There will be no situation in which that I can do anything. I'm buying essentially, or hoping to buy, a third of an acre, of which I will be only able to use 20% of that. And so there is, I can't build anything on it. I can't even use it as a yard. So the property is unique in that, because of that Munchie Branch tributary, I'm really limited to a very small portion of the front part if I'm able to construct a house upon it. Similarly, number two, it cannot otherwise be developed without a variance to decrease this setback. I have calculated that there would be approximately 25 to 26 feet in terms of the 30-foot setback you'd have, and that would be abutting the house all the way to the retaining wall. The environmental engineer, Mr. Edward Linnae, as well as Foresight Survey, have advised me that abutting the retaining wall, literally pushing it right up to, is not the best idea. Obviously, it's there for a reason. I don't want to get too close to any drainage. And he also indicated, should the retaining wall ever need repair or anything along those lines, it would be best to have some distance between the two. But if I could push that 30 feet to 22 feet, I could keep this the house, which is a small house. It's only 26 feet deep. And it's only going to be, even with the second level, it would be under 2,000 square feet. I haven't pushed the boundaries completely to the side. Essentially, with the 10-foot side setbacks, that would be 55 feet. I have purposefully not put it all the way to the side, because I think it's going to overwhelm the property. It really, you're not going to have anything left. Secondly, the whole purpose, one of the purposes of having a single family versus the townhome that I just sold, was to have a little bit of a yard. Kids, dogs, etc. So I have actually asked the architect to position it to the side of one side of the property, so that I can have a little bit more space on that one side for a yard. And then in this case, if you all approve it, then I could put the back, what would have been the back screen porch and that back patio, off to that open, more open side. So in response to requirements one and two, I don't believe that there's any other way that this is going to be developed. If it's 24 or 25, maybe pushing it 26 feet, that doesn't even accommodate a double-wide manufactured home on this particular piece of property. With regard to number three, obviously that was not created by me or by the current owner. These are just, it's just the land's natural topography, it being the predominantly the federal wetlands. I do not believe this request will alter the essence of the character of the neighborhood. The house that I have proposed, and I know you all have renderings, is really in keeping with the other homes on the street. It's a very eclectic street. Some of them are older, some of them are manufactured homes, and many of them now are very new homes. By my calculation, there's only 3 to 4 existing lots that have not been developed there. And when I drove out again today, two more of those had now gone under construction. I see the signs and things like that. So there are very few remaining lots, and there are a number of new homes dotting that. But they're all about the size. They all have sort of a front porch. There's a character to that neighborhood, and this design was very purposeful, not just in size, but in character for the neighborhood. In terms of the minimum variance, I believe that I've addressed that. I created or tried to create a home that was going to fit within this very, very small building envelope, but I'm willing to further revise that if you are more inclined to prefer a 20-foot setback versus the requested 15-foot setback. Other than that, if I can answer any questions, I'd be happy to.
Questions?
Is the retaining wall in that lot unique, or is that pretty much the same as pretty much all those on that line?
It is only three that I know of. Only three properties have that retaining wall. Mr. Thompson owns all three. All three are currently up for sale. I have purchased one or put a contract in for one of them. He got the national lifetime permit just for those three. I was unable, without trespassing on someone's property, to go behind and see what other people have done. But I can say, at least from my front inspection, that it appears that some of the individuals have backed up as far as they could, and there's heavy tree line, brush line, wetlands line, et cetera, there. there aren't an abundance of backyards. In fact, one of the homes just up the street from this lot put their swimming pool in the front yard. So they must have gotten a variance or a permit. I'm not sure what. I've not looked into the pool requirements, but they have a 5 or 6 foot vinyl fence about 5 feet off the road, and then their whole front yard is a pool, and then the house is set back from that. I was able to measure all of these. Most of these homes on both sides of the street are right around 30 feet. And then the variance that I just mentioned for the pool, that sort of thing, but most of them are about 30 feet back. The three, there are only three houses from the lot that I'm attempting to purchase and the dead end, the street dead ends, on the left-hand side, they look to me to be single-wide manufactured homes, and I believe that might have been because they simply couldn't go any further back because there's no yard behind them, there are tree lines behind them, there's the marshland behind them. That's all that I could tell from the street.
When you said 30 feet, that you kind of did this kind of informal calculation, is that from the edge of paving of the roadway that you kind of were looking at, or is it from where you believe the property lines to be?
It's from the surveyed property line.
Okay.
Because it was my understanding that the mandatory setback requirement started at my property line, not at the paving.
That's correct.
Yes.
But I think when you were talking about the other homes in the neighborhood, that kind of informal survey you were doing.
Yes, sir.
Was that 30 feet from where the roadway is?
Yes, sir, because I didn't want to intrude on their property line. So I basically had a laser measure, and basically it was going to about 40 feet. And I know there's a 10-foot right-of-way. So I was calculating it. Most of them were all in keeping, 39 feet, 41 feet. You know, it seemed to me that everyone was pretty close to that 30-foot setback after you give the right-of-way for the road.
How far is your proposed dwelling going to be from that? In using this 20-foot setback, if the what you're proposing to do has the house 20 feet from your front property line, how far then is that from the roadway, the actual pavement?
About 30 feet.
Okay, so you're looking 50 feet potentially from the house to the road?
No, I'm not sure how wide the roadway is. I'm only looking at it from what they delineate to be.
The survey that we have here,
right?
It shows edge of paving as a line, and it appears there's some gap there.
And that I could not figure out what it was.
Okay.
And I could only stand, for other people's properties, I could only stand on that edge and judge it from there.
But how far from on your land, or lands you're contracted to purchase, how far from that roadway to the house do you think that would be?
I guesstimate it to be about 30 feet, the front of the house. And when I say front of the house, sir, I mean the front of the porch. So basically it would be the front
sure.
of the porch
yeah.
and then a 5 or 6 foot porch, depending on how close they think I should get to that retaining wall.
And is that with this proposed change that you're talking about, or with where you have it as shown here?
That's with the proposed change.
Okay.
My original request was that it be 15 feet. So to answer your original question, it would have been 25 feet, not 30.
Okay.
But I'm realizing now that I could make that adjustment rather easily and still, you know, part of the purpose and the design of this property was to take advantage of the view, which is essentially the only thing I'd ever be able to use from the back of that property. I can't even allow my dogs to run on them. So I created the house in such a way that the views would be maximized, which is why that back was so specific. You know, it's a very, lovely porch and things back there, but I can shift that, put some windows back there, still take advantage of that view, and still push that house a little bit further back if that's a concern. I would note, too, that on the opposition, I wasn't really able to address for all of you what the concerns might be because they didn't really specify in the oppositions what the concerns were. I took it to mean we had to comply with it, so you do too. Nobody expressed that it was going to impair their view of something, or it was going to impact drainage, or it was going to impair the roadway view when you come around the corner. So I can't really address what the specifics of the opposition because they didn't really state in the two letters I received today what really they were objecting to.
That porch, from what I looked at in the drawings, there's no steps from it. It's just, that's the furthest thing that projects in the front yard. Is that right?
Correct, because I was thinking, and that could change depending, again, on how many feet I get from this retaining wall. But I was thinking if I had to, I could make the steps go off the side and right directly into the driveway.
So we don't have any issues with the steps into the building envelope?
No, sir.
Or outside the building envelope, I should say.
No, sir, I will make that work. If I have to make it a side entry, that isn't a deal breaker at all.
So approximately 2,400 square feet of this entire property is usable?
That's correct, sir. I'm paying a lot for some really pretty views.
Any further questions?
What is the distance to the retaining wall from the back of your?
It's approximately 53 feet and 8 inches from the middle of, because it's hard, I can't give you an exact, it varies by a foot or two because the property is a little bit slanted with the retaining wall. So I don't even know where the back of the property is because I'll never see it. But the retaining wall slants just a bit, so I took it at Midland, and that is about 53 and 6 inches.
Questions? Is there anyone present who's in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? Operator?
At this time, there's no one standing by on the line.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12610 for Ms. Beach and Mr. Thompson for the originally requested variances. I think it was 14.8 and 15 feet. The property has unique physical conditions due to the wetlands, the retaining wall, and the exceptionally small buildable area. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. The practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
A motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for those reasons. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12610 has been approved.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Have a good evening, y'all.
Next case.